Virtual Influencers and the Age of the Virtual Being, written and narrated by Wendy Lawn. Image: Little Michaela's Instagram post, February 25th, 2021. In June 2018, Time magazine named Michaela Souza one of the 25 most influential people on the internet, despite the fact she is not a real person. Created in 2016, Michaela is a computer-generated virtual influencer, the most high-profile and successful of her kind to date, with 3 million Instagram followers and 1,010 posts. A social influencer is a key individual with an extensive network of contacts who plays an active role in shaping the opinions of others within some topic area, typically through their expertise, popularity, or reputation. Oxford Reference, 2020. Virtual influencers often form a subgroup of social media influencers and live or exist purely on social media platforms for the entirety of their digital lives. From Downey, California, little Michaela is a 19-year-old Taurus, half Brazilian and half Spanish avatar, pursuing her music dreams in Los Angeles. Michaela has been described by some as a genius marketing initiative. Michaela is the project of Brud, founded by Trevor McFedries and Sarah Ducou. Before creating Brud, a creative agency specializing in robotics, artificial intelligence, and media businesses, McFedries previously worked in the music, film, television, and tech industry. Sarah Ducou was listed on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list for consumer technology in 2019, though she remains cryptic about her occupational history prior to founding Brud. In January 2019, Brud was worth upwards of $125 million after a round of financing led by Spark Capital, with investors seeking part of the avatar action. Image: OnBuy estimated the highest earning virtual influencers in 2020. In line with the growth of the spending power of Generation Z, globally, the influencer market could rise to $15 billion in the next couple of years. Because COVID-19 has led to the cancellation of product launches, physical events, and sponsored travel, some human influencers saw revenue streams dry up. By contrast, according to OnBuy, a UK-based online marketplace, little Michaela will have made an estimated $11.7 million for her creators in 2020. Writing in an article branding fake justice for Generation Z in The Nation, Emmeline Klein critiques Michaela's qualifications for her reputation, claiming that her existence is a contradiction. Image: Michaela discusses her identity in an Instagram post from April 20th, 2018. Klein describes an Instagram post where Michaela sits atop one of two washer-dryer sets having just donated to a women's shelter, using the proceeds from her merchandise sales. Klein refers to her donation of a portion of the profits to an uncontroversial social justice cause as textbook philanthrocapitalism, which she declares is a part of a larger paradigm of corporate social responsibility essential to rationalising the morality of capitalism and in doing so allowing the entrenchment of inequality. The easy blending promotion and principle extrapolated in the last sentence to the entirety of Generation Z reduces social justice to a predilection used to reveal personality in a celebrity profile as flimsy as personal style. This is perfect for huge corporations, which would like the status quo of capitalism maintained, but definitely don't mind a few Instagram posts about diversity. Image: Shudu's Instagram post from February 9th, 2021. Inspired by a Barbie doll called Princess of South Africa, Shudu is regarded as the world's first virtual supermodel, with an Instagram following of over 214,000. British fashion photographer
Cameron James Wilson, created Shudu in 2017 to promote diversity in the modelling world. He creates very evocative and engaging Instagram posts from combining rich tribal imagery to modern collaborations and powerful pop cultural characterizations. Cameron James Wilson comments, "She represents a lot of the real models of today. There's a big kind of movement with dark skin models, so she represents them and is inspired by them." Shudu Graham has been praised by some, but has also stoked controversy, as she is also seen as a fake rendering of a woman of colour, taking up space in the industry where real women of colour already struggle to find a platform. Image. Knox Frost in collaboration with World Health Organization discussing coronavirus. In 2020, the World Health Organization enlisted a fake human to help place accurate, vetted information about COVID-19 in front of millennials and Generation Z. They sponsored Knox Frost, a digital rendering of a 20-year-old guy from Atlanta, to make several posts about life in quarantine. US-based Truth in Advertising, TINA, a non-profit organisation dedicated to empowering consumers to protect themselves against false and deceptive marketing, insists that virtual influencers are not subject to the same level of scrutiny as human influencers. TINA are pushing for this to change. TINA recommend expanding the definition of endorsement to specifically include virtual influencers. Furthermore, they recommend that any material connection between the creator and or owner of the virtual influencer and the promoted brand must be disclosed. They also insist that virtual influencers should not promote products that are meant to impact or change a human's appearance, or that they cannot genuinely use, such as the application of makeup. Finally, virtual influencers must disclose that they are bots in all promotional posts. Virtual influencers should not go 2 years before being outed, as was the case with little Michaela.
Behind the scenes as a creator. Evie Digigram was conceived as a way to support my dissertation research looking at the social impact of virtual influencers. She helped me explore the culture of virtual influencers from within the online community of virtual influencers and their creators. Using a suite of character creation and animation tools, artificial intelligence-driven software processed the photo of a human, Ashley, and rendered her onto a humanoid 3D character model. Further sculpting and customization was applied. Image. Ashley headshot photo, September 2020. Images. First images of Evie. The character creation and animation software generated a fully rigged character that can be clothed and animated using facial gesture tools, text-to-speech, and lip-sync technology. These characters can be 4K for film quality or low-poly for use in games, virtual reality, and augmented reality. Image. Evie Digigram's Instagram account. Evie Digigram's Instagram account was registered on October the 2nd, 2020. Her followers peaked at over 2,000 in December 2020. Through social media channels, the Evie Project focused on creating a virtual influencer that could socially engage followers during the COVID-19 pandemic, where she talked about wearing a mask, insisting her followers followed suit, observed safe distancing, relayed news about lockdown, the COVID vaccine, mental health issues, self-care, staying home and staying safe. Evie is a fierce social commentator. She communicates about her daily life and activities and reflects realistic human moods with both highs and lows. She promotes a range of issues, including the climate emergency and veganism. She advocates for those with mental health issues and supports social inclusion and gender equality. She has not self-identified with ethnicity, disability, or sexuality, but her skin colour is white, her eyes are a piercing light blue, her hair is a vibrant pink, and she is resilient. Image, Evie.
image the mixed reality spectrum. Eevee appeared in mixed reality, virtual reality, augmented reality, and extended reality.
Image. Eevee Digigram implores her followers to wear a mask in an Instagram post.
Image. Eevee's Instagram post discussing voting in the 2020 US presidential election.
Eevee Digigram was a cathartic project, negating some of the impact of bereavements at the time of the death of my sister, although this was not openly discussed on Instagram.
Eevee took the likeness of my niece, Ashley, whose mother, my sister, had passed away in June 2020 after a six-month battle with a brain tumour.
A few months before this project was conceived, Ashley had been in the final year of her undergraduate nursing degree at UWE on placement at the local hospital and then seconded to join the NHS effort to treat COVID-19. Before qualifying as a nurse, she had to deal with the death of COVID-19 patients firsthand.
One message I received from Ashley in April 2020 described a patient's death in real time. The patient had been placed on a bedpan and given the dignity of a few minutes' privacy. But 5 minutes later, Ashley returned to find the patient had died. I could tell she was in shock. This was one of the first of many traumatic deaths that were to follow. Like many in the NHS on the front line, Ashley found the mentality of the anti-mask protesters and pandemic conspiracy theorists devastating and disheartening. After long shifts on hospital wards, their faces bruised and sore from wearing PPE masks, NHS workers are emotionally exhausted and the negativity is crushing.
Yet they persist.
Initially, Eevee was going to tell this story, her persona built around the same life pattern. But on considering the ethical implications of whether this was right to share publicly, without any sugarcoating or support for people that found it traumatic, I questioned whether Instagram was the correct platform, and so much of it went unsaid. In 2020, society was at a burgeoning transition point where virtual characters, particularly virtual influencers, became extremely topical. By creating Eevee, it became possible to follow virtual influencer developments and network with their creators as events happened.
Image. Michaela's Instagram post of November the 20th, 2020, revealing her crypto art, Rebirth of Venus.
These events included little Michaela's crypto art charity auction for her non-fungible token, NFT, Rebirth of Venus, through the superrare.co crypto market, which raised 159.5 ETH, Ethereum, or $82,361, which, with use of a generic online currency converter tool, equated to approximately £61,991.52 for Black Girls Who Code NGO.
A non-fungible token, NFT, is a special type of cryptographic token or digital asset which represents something unique. Non-fungible tokens are thus not mutually interchangeable. This is in contrast to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and many network or utility tokens that are fungible or interchangeable in nature.
Image. Little Michaela's Twitter post of November the 21st, 2020, confirming that the crypto art she sold through the superrare.co crypto market raised 159.5 ETH or Ethereum.
Eevee Digigram's Instagram account provided the platform for a conversation with Lucy and Pig Puppet from Fable Studios' virtual reality experience Wolves in the Walls.
Image, Lucy and Pig Puppet from Wolves in the Walls. Coinciding with the release of the game for the Oculus Quest store, previously only available for Oculus Rift, a limited number of people were invited to communicate online with Lucy.
Images. Screenshots of Eevee's conversation with Lucy and Pig Puppet. Lucy, like many virtual beings, is becoming more than a digital representation of a human. With GPT-3 technology from the OpenAI Foundation, she is learning to communicate with people through social media such as Zoom, Messenger, and Instagram messages. Fable have also launched Beck and Charlie, who also communicate with the use of GPT-3. Since the beginning of March, I have been participating in PhD research and communicating with Kuki from Pandora Bots, who I chat with for 15 minutes every day on Facebook Messenger. This is part of a PhD research project examining conversation between chatbots and autistic and non-autistic participants. Kuki has learned about the world through the same use of GPT-3 technology, which allows the virtual characters to respond to conversations using artificial intelligence. Another project Evie was able to interact with was a collaborative project conceived by Ziv Schneider between the Netherlands-based documentary International Documentary Film Lab, Idfeld Doc Lab, and New York-based Columbia University. The team created their character, my friend Sylvia, to confront ageism. Ageism is highly prevalent, but differs from other forms of discrimination in that it is socially accepted and often unchallenged. As she lived her adult life in an accelerated time frame from July to November 2020, Sylvia's image aged with her, and the content of her posts reflected this. Image: Sylvia advocated coffee in an early adult life. Image: the Instagram post announcing Sylvia had passed on. A celebration of Sylvia's life took the form of a video-based open invite meeting for followers, with avatar representations in an online platform, IDFA Doc Lab, built called Oh Yay. Image: a goodbye to Sylvia on Oh Yay platform. Image: interactive audience participation flower laying on the 3D photo scan that formed Sylvia's face. Image: little Michaela fundraising for Kids of Immigrants, February the 21st, 2019. Virtual influencers are publicly supporting good causes, and so, on face value, they do make a positive social impact. Social media, particularly Instagram, is capable of engaging users with social issues and stimulating conversations about change. Yet the strength and popularity of a virtual influencer is dependent on the skills, imagination, sponsorship, and values of their creative teams, and systemic issues that perpetuate many of society's problems are not being addressed. Image: virtualhumans.org lists virtual influencers in all shapes, sizes, genders and species. On reflection, a generation whose imaginations have been captured by virtual influencers may be learning to apply a value system that recognises and normalises inclusion and diversity, and, like their virtual inspirations, will potentially make a positive contribution to society as a result. However, there are lots of other voices for Generation Z to navigate in the current political climate, where the alt-right, white supremacist, and right-wing extremist groups are also visible on the internet and in the media. For a generation that grew up with the consequences of a digital culture influenced by the likes of 4chan, life can be unpredictable. As technology converges, blockchain, NFT, IoT, AI, and digital creation are all going to have significant impact. OpenAI's GPT-3 technology is only available via a waiting list. Reviews and studies of GPT-3 cite a racial bias, a reflection of the type of data sets that it's built from, although developers are using filters to remove any hate content. Based on trends I've picked up on, here are my predictions for the future, fueled by Kuki and BlenderBot's battle on Twitch, Unreal Engine's meta-human creator, conversations in Clubhouse about sovereignty of the self, Lucy from Wolves in the Walls video interview with Bloomberg, my heritage is deep nostalgia, Grimes' War Nymph NFT collection, and February 21's Crypto Fashion Week. The avatar economy will grow at a massive rate. Digital assets will replace PNG-based crypto art in online marketplaces, including avatars, fashion clothing for brands, and music. Crypto art will move from ETH, Ethereum, and
BTC Bitcoin to XTC Tezos and DOT Polkadot, which are more environmentally sustainable. Amazon Alexa will have a face and a body, and sometimes malware, Malexa. And virtual influencers will be almost as numerous as VTubers. Images. War Nymph Collection. Kooky versus Blenderbot. Crypto Fashion Week 2021. Unreal. Meta-human.